Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a classic story told in song. David Shearer is the director of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as it is staged at the Homestake Opera House in Leeds. He joins us now from Leeds. David Shearer, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Also with us, a lead actor from the show, Brendan Atkinson, also joins us from Leeds. He plays Joseph in the production. Brendan, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to start here because in the city of Sioux Falls this weekend, you could go buy a ticket to Godspell at one theater, to Jesus Christ Superstar at another theater, and to the Book of Mormon at a third theater. And now we can go to Leeds and we can see Joseph. What is going on with theaters that play with religious themes in various ways? David, you have an idea of something's in the water this season?
Ironic, isn't it? That across the state of South Dakota would be all of these religious themed plays being produced and on the stage at the same time.
Yeah.
I can tell you there was no collusion whatsoever.
So when did you make this? Did you make the selection? When did the players decide that this was going to be the production?
Yes, I was instrumental in the decision, and the decision was made about 4 months ago by a small group of the Gold Camp players, totally independent of anybody else.
4 months ago. That means you have not been in rehearsals for very long.
No, we've only been in rehearsal for the past 5 weeks.
Oh, my. That seems like a very quick turnaround time. Is that pretty much standard preparation for a large-scale musical?
Well, it is for our community theater group, and I'm sure Brendan could attest to the anxiety that goes along with that.
All right, Brendan, let's jump into anxiety and the challenges of taking on this role.
Well, yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I haven't done a show since, like, for about 8 years since high school, so just the short amount of time that we've had to put this thing together and just how well everybody's been doing with it, it's been pretty fantastic.
Brendan, where did you go to high school at? What town?
In Rapid City, went to Stevens High School.
Okay, so 8 years off, you did some musical theater in Rapid?
Yes. Well, not musical theater, just theater in general.
Did theater in general. And then you get to take on this role. Tell me what it's like to be, you know, in that adult world, not a professional theater actor, you know, full-time, unless that is what you do full-time.
It's not, no.
It's not.
But it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely different from what I've experienced before. But just the more adult world of this community theater is I actually really enjoy it.
David, let's talk about community theater as it serves a community. What does it look like in a place like Leeds?
The Gold Camp Players in Leeds is an all-inclusive group. In this particular production, we have roughly 35 actors, ranging in age from 8 years old to 83. It is the opportunity to invite the community to tell a story on the stage and either relive a childhood memory or check something off their bucket list. Good, wholesome entertainment. And a way to get the community involved and excited in each other and to make new relationships, make new friends, find out who their neighbors are.
So you're working with folks from the community. Some might have very limited acting experience. Others could have been doing this for a number of years. How do you approach, as a director, bringing people along to build the teamwork needed to function together as a cast?
Well, first you remind everybody that there are a wide variety of experiences on the stage. And I generally start by asking everybody to be kind to each other.
Hmm.
It is a process of educating and supporting each other and bringing the show along. It's at times it seems it'll be impossible, but by the time we reach opening night, it is just astounding what people in community theater can do.
How do you encourage people to audition, to give it a shot?
Well, beyond advertising auditions in a small community, you do an awful lot of arm twisting, line at the grocery store, next to the gas pump.
Uh-huh.
you ask your friends and neighbors if they know anybody who can sing or anybody who can act. And we've been very fortunate. We've had great turnouts for our auditions, but occasionally, depending on the nature of the show, you might have to actually go out and find talent.
So arm twisting is just another expression for casting, right?
It's just,
as casting director slash arm twister. Tell me about the music, Brendan, and the challenges in taking on, this is it Andrew Lloyd Webber production? It is, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay, yeah. Tell me about singing that material.
He's kind of challenging. I'm not classically trained as far as, like, I've never been in choir and anything. I'm actually just I work in a karaoke bar, which is how I initially started singing about 2 years ago. And then I just enjoyed it so much, I figured I'd give a shot at community theater and musicals and stuff like that. And it's definitely been a challenge to pick up the music and try to do it in a way that's my own, but still stays, you know, true to the source material, I guess.
What's your day job?
I'm a bartender.
Okay. So how is you walking around singing the songs then? How does it sort of infiltrate the rest of your life?
I put the soundtrack on my phone and just been listening to it constantly.
What do you like about this role? What have you enjoyed digging into?
It's just a lot of fun. It's a little cheesy and it's good family fun, and it's Joseph is an interesting character in literature.
So
I don't know, I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, David, tell me about the plot. You know, for those who haven't seen it, most of us understand the Joseph biblical Old Testament story. Is this pretty much following that story?
You know, it does follow the biblical story fairly well. It's the selling of Joseph into slavery into Egypt and his involvement in the court of Pharaoh. His brothers falling on hard times and then returning to Egypt to seek assistance and being surprised that their brother, who they had thought they'd sold into slavery, was in a position of power and in a position to grant them or deny them their wishes. The show is done in a variety of different genres, all the way from rock and roll and hip-hop to country western. Hmm. It is very much a typical out of the 60s and 70s rock opera, if you will. And it's fun at this point in time in 2017 to bring this story from that decade to life on the stage to another group of people who were probably not alive at the time.
And why do you think, David, that this production resonates still in 2017? Why has it lasted
well,
this long?
Well, beyond the religious themes, I think that the energy of the show, the format and style in which Andrew Lloyd Webber brings to it, really energizes the audience. And it's just a fun, lighthearted production. And people really enjoy that kind of entertainment.
Tell me about the Gold Camp Players. And do you have a season then coming up? Or how does it work over the summer, David?
Well, the Gold Camp Players are our community theater group, and we live in Lead, the high country. Our summers are very short, so our community theater group does four or five things a year, but it is during the winter seasons that we do it. We do from September to May, but we take the summers off. Uh-huh. And our next productions after this will be our children's play in the fall, and then we have a adult production we usually do in November. We do another midwinter production to try to get people out of their houses when the snow is flying. And then we do a musical in the spring.
All right. So this is May 5th and 7th and the 12th through the 14th. Friday and Saturday night shows at 7, Sunday matinees at 2. That's all Mountain Time in Lead at the Homestead Opera House. Tell me about the theater. Brendan, tell me about the theater that you're, you know, what's it like to be in there, the acoustics, you know, how does that support the show and really become part of what you're doing?
Well, it's a beautiful theater, and David could tell you more about the history than I can. But the area is fantastic. It's one of the honestly the most beautiful stages I've been on. Dave, if you want to tell a little bit about the history of it.
Sure, Brendan. For your viewers or listeners who are not familiar with the historic Homestake Opera House, it was a opera house and recreation center that was built by the Homestake Mining Company for the citizens of Lead and opened in 1914. It had a tragic fire in 1984 and sat idle and empty for a decade or so after the fire. Community individuals formed a nonprofit to restore the building and the theater, and that started around 2000. And restoration's been going on as money and funding can afford it since that time. And community theater started in back in the inside on the stage in 2008, and we've almost reached a decade of performing shows for the community here at the Homestake Opera House. The restoration is ongoing. There's a current wall restoration projects going on inside the theater. So during the week when we're not there, the plasterers and the decorators are there working on restoration, and they step aside when we perform. So it's kind of a wonderful community-wide project that we hope in our lifetime will be completed.
So, David, tell me, what does community theater or having musical, children's theater, theatrical productions throughout the season, the fall, winter, spring, how does that change a community? What does it provide for the people of Lead?
Well, community theater provides a sense of belonging, a place for people to gather, something to look forward to, creates a opportunity for children to stretch themselves and express themselves. It's a opportunity for older folks to be young again. There's just so much that's involved in theater in general that has a personal impact, not just on the individuals on the stage, but also the people in the audience.
Brendan, what have you enjoyed the most about this process? And will you audition again for something else, or have you had your fill for a while?
I'll definitely audition again. I think my favorite part about the process was just becoming more involved in the community, meeting new people. I only recently moved to Lead and didn't really know that many people. Experiencing the community and this production has just been fantastic.
What did you learn that you'll take ahead to the next production that you didn't know before you took on the role of Joseph?
I
know I'm getting all philosophical on you, aren't I?
A little bit. Projecting when you're singing.
That's still a problem for everybody, isn't it? Filling that hall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. David, tell me about this cast and how they've really taken on the roles and dug into them. How have they changed over the rehearsal season?
Well, we've asked an awful lot of these people, and as Brendan has testified, many of them come from a place of not knowing. And when you come from not knowing, it's hard to trust that the end product will be what you want it to be. Hmm. And I think that for me is the great joy, is to tell people, I believe in you and you should believe in yourself. And then taking to that point where they actually perform and are pleased with the outcome. Hmm. It's an exciting endeavor in human development, and to watch adults and children coexist in a production is also very fascinating. Everybody learns from each other.
Be kind to each other, believe in yourself, serve your community. It's all wrapped up in community theater. David Shear is the director and of this production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Brendan Atkinson is playing the role of Joseph. It's at the Homestake Opera House in Lead. Production dates May 5th through 7th and 12th through 14th. You've got Friday and Saturday night shows at 7 p.m. Mountain, Sunday matinees at 2. David, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Brendan, thanks as well. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.